Welcome to the WBAI-LSB Local Finance Committee meeting. My name is R. Paul Martin. I'm the WBAI-LSB Treasurer and therefore the Chair of the Local Finance Committee. And what we're going to do here is, let me read a thing. After seeing some things, I think I better read this out more formally. While attendees at any WBAI meeting are not required to identify themselves, anyone who wants to become a member of the committee must sign the sign-in sheet at 3 consecutive committee meetings in order to become a member. It is the policy of the WBAI-LSB that for the Local Finance Committee that the sole criterion for establishing attendance at meetings to become a member of the Local Finance Committee shall be the signing in on the official sign-in sheet for that meeting. For these electronic meetings, it is sufficient that the prospective member let the chair know their name and that they are present during the meeting. And so right now I will ask, is M.K. Williams here?
Yes.
Okay, you're a member.
Yay.
And is, let me reach over here. And is, where did I put that?
Oh, I do have a question.
Okay, but let one second. I have to get somebody else in here. Ah, crap. All right. Hold on a second. I need to bring up a different attendance thing for today. Oh, God. I got... I'm using new software, all right? And so I know that... Okay, it's in the email. I know that there's a, okay, so, is Daryl McPherson here?
Daryl McPherson's present.
Okay, you're now a member, congratulations. Let me write that in here. Okay. All right, so I've made the announcements there, and I'll make a similar announcement later on. From what I can see, we have quite a few people who are public members who are visiting, and so we'll deal with that in a short bit, but right now I need to start the agenda going, and... Therefore, I move to adopt the following agenda. I move to adopt the following agenda. 1, call to order, 7 p.m. 2, approval of agenda, 20 minutes. 3, identify timekeeper, 2 minutes. 4, excused absences, 5 minutes. 5, minutes approval, 10 minutes. 6, Treasurer's Report, 15 minutes. 7, General Manager's Report on WBAI's Finances, 30 minutes. 8, Set Next Meeting Date, 5 minutes. 9, New Business, 10, Adjourn No Later Than 9:30 p.m. Okay, so that's the motion that's on the floor. And are there any, is there any debate on it, any amendments to it, or anything else?
William, request for information.
Yeah.
If we have new members, does that increase the number needed for quorum?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else with anything on the agenda? Okay, hearing nobody else with anything on the agenda. Is there any objection to adopting the agenda as read? Hearing none, we have adopted the agenda. Okay, and again, things are going to go a little slower here because I have to deal with new software that doesn't work the way I'm used to. Okay. All right, the next item is identify timekeeper. Who'd like to be timekeeper?
I'll be timekeeper.
Okay.
Who is that?
Jeffrey Stern.
Okay, hold on a second.
All right.
Okay, Jeffrey Stern will do it. Is there any objection to Jeffrey Stern being the timekeeper? Hearing none, Jeffrey Stern is the timekeeper. And the next thing is excused absences. And boy, I keep pressing the wrong buttons here because it's what I've been pressing for 20 years. All right. We have a request for an excused absence from John Hoffman. Yeah, John Hoffman. And let me get his name over here. We have a request for an excused absence from John Hoffman. And so, and of course, we also know that the LSB has excused Pat Logan while she's in the hospital, so we don't cover that now. So, I move.
We have also Matt Mazza, Carolyn McIntyre.
Yeah, hold on, please. Okay, please let me do this. Okay, I move that we excuse the absence of John Hoffman. That's a motion.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and for everybody to know, if you're a member and you want to get an excused absence, you must send an email to the mailing list saying you want an excused absence. And so John Hoffman's the one who sent one in, and he's the one who gets a motion to excuse his absence. Is there any debate on excusing the absence of John Hoffman from this meeting?
Voto Reimers.
Okay, hearing no objection, John Hoffman is in there. He's excused. All right. Now then, what I want to do is formally, I want to do a formal roll call here. All right. We're a little bit discombobulated because I'm using new software and I press buttons that usually do things and now they do something completely different and it's a little difficult. So, please answer up when you hear your name. Jack DePalma.
Present.
William Heerwagon.
Present.
John Hoffman isn't here. Noel Jameson.
Present.
Pat Logan. R. Paul Martin. I'm here. Matt Mazza.
Here.
Carolyn McIntyre. Berthold Reimers.
Yeah.
Doreen Roberts.
Present.
James Sagerton.
Here.
Jeffrey Stern.
Here.
Neil Voss.
Here.
Michael D.D. White.
Here.
And, of course, M.K. Williams and Daryl McPherson are also here. Okay.
Mariel Mastandillo is also here.
Yeah, okay, one second. Now we will ask for... do I have to read this thing again? All right, let me read this again, and people will then pipe up that they're here. While attendees at any WBAI meeting are not required to identify themselves, anyone who wants to become a member of the committee must sign the sign-in sheet at 3 consecutive committee meetings in order to become a member. It is the policy of the WBAI LSB that for the local finance committee, that the sole criterion for establishing attendance at meetings to become a member of the local finance committee shall be the signing in on the official sign-in sheet for that meeting. For these electronic meetings, it is sufficient that the prospective member let the chair know their name and that they are present at this meeting. So if there are people who are not members but want to become members and therefore want to tell us their names, please do so now. I heard somebody before.
Mario Mastandia was here before. I don't know if he's still here.
Who?
Mario Mastandia.
Mario, are you here?
Yeah, I'm here. You didn't hear me. I asked you for your email. You said, wait a minute.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
You're aware that you missed two in a what row, what, right?
Did I?
Okay, now you are. Okay, is there anybody else who would like...
What happens when that happens?
You'll lose your membership.
Okay, so now what?
You can start all over again now. So you're here, and you've told us your name. Is there anybody else who is... on this call, who's not a member, who would like to become a member? Again, if you just want to listen to the meeting or something, you don't have to tell us your name at all. But if you want to become a member, you got to tell us your name. So, is there anybody else on this call who is not a member, who wants to become a member? And if so, please tell us your name.
Is Carolyn McIntyre still excused? She was excused last week.
She was last week. She didn't apply for it this week.
Last month.
Is there anybody who is on this call who is not a member, who wants to become a member and wants to tell us their name?
A question, our Paul's Mario.
No questions. Is there anybody who wants to tell us their name? Hearing none, we're going to move on from this. Okay.
I have a question about this.
Yeah, what's the question about that?
Okay. One is, how do you get an excused absence? I need your email again. Sorry. And if you miss one meeting, that doesn't bump you off. If you miss two, you get bumped off?
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
What is your email?
Right to the list. You're on the list.
Oh, okay.
It's also rpm@lib.com, but really you should write to the list and say, I request an excused absence.
Okay, I might have done that. I don't know, but okay,
no.
Don't worry about it.
No.
The station's
my
not
email is rpm@glib.com. rpm@glib.com.
Okay.
There you go.
All right.
Next, we go to resisting touching the keys. We go to minutes approval. Okay, so the secretary has sent out some minutes, and Ms. Williams, do you wanna make a motion to adopt the minutes?
Yes, I would like to make a motion to adopt the minutes. I also want to make an explanation, point of information.
Oh.
I uploaded them to KPFTX because I was told that's what I was supposed to do. But they're not easy to find there, so I will have to probably upload them again. But and I sent out the group email. I have everybody except three people. Matt Maza, Noel Jameson, and who's the other one I don't have? Jeffrey Stern. So
Matt@wbai.org.
Well, what is your? Who is this?
No, I'm calling. I'm talking for Matt Maza. It's Matt@wbai.org.
Okay, that's good. Okay, thank you, Bertrand.
All right.
I sent out a group email because I knew that time was short for the meeting, and I wanted people to be able to review the minutes. But I don't know if people have been able to do that.
Is this the secretary?
Yes.
Okay. What is your name? What is your name, please?
Kay Williams. M.
Okay.
Williams.
Okay.
In February 16th.
Okay. So the first motion you're making is to approve the minutes of the February 16th meeting, right?
Yes.
Okay. So that motion is on the floor, and... I've gone over this, and what you've got here, there are some corrections we need to do on here. One of which is, for attending, you have people attending who didn't attend. It looks like you took the membership list and put it in as attending. And so that's a problem right there, okay? So you need to, I send, now you're receiving email from the mailing list, right?
Yeah, I do. Well,
okay, so I send out the membership information, and that includes a spreadsheet that shows who has attended what meeting.
I never got an email from you.
You never got an email from the mailing list?
Well, I get emails when Serene sends out emails to the mailing list.
But you don't get mine
when
I send it to the mailing list.
And when Bertolt sends out emails to the mailing list, but I don't get it when you do it. I haven't gotten any through the group email from you.
I see. That's odd.
I don't know how that, well, you know, it's like magic. Thing, but.
Well, I don't know what to tell you because you're getting emails from the mailing list, but you're not getting them if I send them. I don't know what to say. I send out the membership records before every meeting. So there is that.
Do you send it on the day of the meeting?
Sometimes it's the day of the next meeting. All right, I send out who has attended.
Okay.
And so, yeah. Sometimes that goes out on the day of the meeting, sometimes a day or two before the meeting. But the thing is, you're not getting it. I don't know what that means. I don't know what we can do about that.
Well, if
right.
you have
so we have
email,
an issue here of
you could send
attendance
it to me.
That's not the attendant. Another thing, you keep writing in point of information and for call to order. We did not start at 7. You have call to order 7 p.m. That's on the agenda. That's not what we did. You said meeting convened at 7 p.m. It convened after that. We never start at 7 exactly.
Well, that
also,
was my first minutes, and I wasn't, right. I mean, at the start of the meeting, I wasn't secretary, so I wasn't.
Right. Okay. Also, throughout the minutes, you have point of information, and one point of information no longer exists as per Roberts, and two, it doesn't mean this. It's a question. A point of information was a question. And you're giving information here, and
can it be an answer to a question?
No, point of information does not exist. And also, you said a WBAI listener sponsor may become a voting member. They don't have to be a listener sponsor. They can be staff. They can be people who have no idea what Pacifica is, and they can come in and they can try to become a voting member. So there's that. Going down to number 2, it says you have me making a motion to accept the agenda. It's to adopt the agenda. Okay. And then on lower down, excused absences, you have me making a motion I didn't make. The Pat Logan stuff is done by the LSB. We don't do it. There were none at that one. At that meeting, I don't believe we had any excused absences on February 16th. So the deal would be none, or you could write that Pat Logan.
I believe you moved that the LSB, that you were going to defer the LSB.
Yeah, okay.
The acceptance of the absence of Pat Logan to the LSB because she
didn't notify
the committee.
Yeah, that's a different. The motion was not worded in that way. There's an exact wording of the motion. And again, if you're not getting anything through the mailing list, yeah, I could see how you wouldn't get. I don't know what we can do here. I got to look at that and see why you only don't get it stuff from that I send to the mailing list. We got to look into that.
Well, you sent to me an email with the agenda and the list of names. Oh, no, Michael D.
Members.
White sent me that email. That's what happened.
Oh, okay.
So when he sent that email, I thought that that was the list.
Ah.
For that,
that
meeting.
Okay. For election of a secretary, you have it as a motion that you're nominated. It's a nomination, not a motion. So you just cut off the motion word and White nominates Williams and you accept. The treasurer's report, again, Robert says reports only go in if there's a motion to put them into the minutes. Otherwise, you get gigantic minutes. And so, I don't know, you're putting it in. I guess we shouldn't complain about it. It's okay, I suppose, but, yeah, okay, there it is. You have new business, and then you have that before set next meeting date, and it's the opposite. Set next meeting date came first. New business is always the last thing in a meeting. New business is always last, before adjournment. And then you say adjourn no later than 9:30. That's what's in the agenda, but that's not when we adjourned. I can look that up and send you when we what the adjournment time was. Other than that, yeah, you're asking for trouble by putting in a lot of extra stuff in there. But there it goes. Anyway, if what we need to do...
Well, I know that we don't need a blow-by-blow what everybody says, but there's a balance to be struck between no information or just say the committee discussed the treasurer's report, versus giving some information what was in the treasurer's report, and then the committee discussed the treasurer's report. So I was trying to strike a balance, not doing verbatim, but at the same time giving, you know, there's some reason for people to read the minutes, actually.
Well, okay. Anyway, so let me see here. I was thinking something.
And I did the
anyway,
same with the general manager's report. I gave some of the information.
So, what we have is it takes time to even scroll through it here. I will get you the attendance of the people at that meeting, and if you can get rid of point of information in there several times, that would be good. And
well, if people are asked questions and they give information that some people might not have as an answer to the question, how do I get that information in then?
You don't.
Don't.
Robert says that for the minutes, you don't record what people say. You record what they do. Now, you have what are referred to sometimes as garrulous minutes, and that's okay in some cases, but you got to be careful with it because, you know, people can take objection to it, and they could really, you know, it can get messy when people said, I never said that, and you did this. So you're opening yourself up a bit. Outside of that, also, there is the draft minutes should not be posted to KPFTX because then we run into a problem of if you get something, you will have a draft minutes up there, and then later on you'll have approved minutes up there, and people will see there's a difference, and it could start a whole big fight outside of BAI, and if there's like a number wrong, somebody at some other place in Pacifica could grab hold of that and just go, okay? So we should not have draft minutes posted outside of the mailing list, which is an issue we got to figure out here. Okay.
Well, my email is Katherine Will, KatherineWill at earthlink earthlink.net. If you have not received the minutes, you're probably one of the three people I don't have your email. Or when new people come along, I guess I'll announce the same thing. Send me your email, and I will send you the minutes. In the meantime, until we figure out how I can post from the group, I will just send out a group email. So if you didn't receive the email and the minutes and you want it, send me an email. And
can you repeat your email again, please?
KATHERINEWILL, all small letters run together, @ earthlink, EARTHLINK, @ NET.
Thank you.
Okay, so we have this, and, what do we want to do about the minutes here? I doubt if you've gotten all of the things there. How about we postpone these minutes to the next meeting, because I think I heard the timekeeper yell time.
Yes.
Jeffrey, did you?
Yes. Can I also give her my email address?
Sure.
Okay. It's
understanding everybody hears it.
GSJL5@AOL.com. The G is
G is in good, S is in Sam.
J is in Jitterbug. L is in Lion, 5@AOL.com.
I'm sorry, could you just spell it like the military does, like J is in...
G as in goose.
G as in goose, okay.
J as in...
Juliet.
Jitterbug.
Juliet, okay. L is in Lion.
Okay.
The number 5 @ AOL.com.
So
GSJL5@AOL.com. Sorry.
GS is in Sam, JL?
Yes. Yes, 5. And the G is capitalized. All right?
Okay, so capital G, S is in Sam, J is in June, L is in love.
Yes, 5 @ AOL.com.
Okay, thank you.
Okay,
right.
Now, since he's called time, and I can see it's time, how about I move to postpone this, and... Oh, God. The macro isn't going to go. There we go.
I'll talk about the friendly amendment.
No, 1 second. Let me... Okay. Again, everybody, I'm using some new software, and it, you know, I'm trying to adjust to it, and it's doing things that are different that I don't expect, so I'm taking a little time here. So I'm going to move to postpone to next meeting. Okay, yes. What, who was that asking for something there?
It was me, Jack DePalmer, asking.
Jack, go ahead. Jack.
Look at the minutes and offer, you know, suggestions and assistance to the idea that we want to get the minutes so that they're accurate to what actually happened. I'm looking at them right now, actually, Kay. Thank you.
Okay. All right. So I move to postpone this motion to the next meeting. Is there any objection to that? Hearing none. Oh, God.
I object. The first set of minutes were corrected. Why can't we simply approve them?
Hold on a minute. What just happened? Okay, I think I just wiped out some of this meeting. Oh, God. All right, so you object. You object to postponing the minutes.
I object to postponing the minutes from February. Was it February 16th? I'm driving. Right. Was it February 16th that was just discussed and the corrections were made?
Yes. So the motion was to postpone approval of the February 16th minutes to the next meeting.
No, I think you've said you caught the errors. Let's approve that and wait for the March 16th minutes of the next meeting since we're out of time.
So you want to just pass a motion to approve it?
As amended. Approve as amended, and then it'll be up to me to amend it.
Okay, so you're against. You're against.
I'm against waiting another month to deal with the February minutes when you've just gone through the corrections that are needed. Why would we do that?
Oh, gosh. So, one second, please. I'm having an issue with... I'm having macros that aren't coming in right. So one second, folks. Okay, so we're going to end up, so we'll vote on this then. Is there anybody else who objects to postponing this to the next meeting?
Can I ask a question?
No, I asked a question, and I'd like an answer. Is there anybody else who objects to this being postponed to the next meeting?
You know, William, if it's been amended, I would agree.
Well, okay, yeah, we haven't amended it. We've sort of said there's this and that. So what we can do is we can... Boy. Okay. And some of this stuff doesn't work. All right. Because I've got software killing me. Are there any other people? Okay, you have two people. We have two people who object. Please let me run the meeting. We have two people who object to the to postponing. Are there any others other than two people? If there are more than two, we'll just not bother with it. We'll withdraw it. But if there are more than two, we'll take a vote. So are there any other people who object to postponing this to the next meeting?
Yes, I do. Mario.
Mario, you're not a member.
I was tangling two things with that. Now I just found out I can't do that. Okay.
All right. Is there anybody, any member who wants to be against postponing this to the next meeting?
If it will avoid a vote, I'll object. Darryl McPherson.
Yeah, I'll object as well, Paul.
All right, so we'll just... Is there any objection to withdrawing the motion to postpone? Hearing none,
I object to withdrawing the motion to postpone. James.
Okay.
We should postpone. We should not approve minutes until we see them in their final form.
All right. Let me see if this is going to work. And it's there. Okay. So can we insert the date time? Yes. And can I put in the time there? Yes. And the motion is to postpone the motion to approve the February 16th minutes. Please answer up when you hear your name. Answer yes, no, or abstain. Jack DePalma.
Yes.
To postpone. Okay. William Heerwagon. William Heerwagon? Moving on. John Hoffman. He's not here. Noel Jameson.
Here.
No. Yes, no, or abstain.
I'm sorry. I'm abstaining.
Pat Logan isn't here. I am. I vote yes. Matt Mazza?
No objection to postpone.
You're voting yes to postpone.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Carolyn McIntyre.
Yes.
Oh. Yes. Berthold Reimers.
Abstain.
Doreen Roberts.
No, let's just get it done.
James Sagerton.
Yes.
Jeffrey Stern.
Yes.
Neil Voss.
Abstain.
Michael D.D. White.
Yes.
And, okay, put in new people's names. Daryl McPherson.
Abstain.
Dane. And, Kay Williams.
Abstain.
Okay.
William, no.
I don't think there's anybody else here. Well, okay, what was
William.
That?
William.
Deerwagon is a no. Okay. Is there anybody else here who's eligible to vote, but who hasn't voted? Okay. The vote is 7-4, 2 against, 5 abstentions. So
I have
postponed.
8-4, 2 against, and 4 abstentions.
Let's see what I got. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, I have a. You have what? What's your total?
I have 8-4, 2 against, and 4 abstentions.
Okay, let me read you what I have. I have De Palma, yes. Heerwagon, no. Jameson, abstain. Martin, yes. Mazza, yes. McIntyre, yes. Reimers, abstain. Roberts, no. Sagerton, yes. Stern, yes. Voss, abstain. White, yes. McPherson, abstain. Williams, abstain.
Oh, okay. So that's 5.
Yeah, 7-2-5. Okay, so that is then passed 7-2-5. Okay. Our next item is the should be the treasurer's report.
So are we going to postpone both March 16th
well,
and
the time for the item is up, so
right. So
the other one didn't get to the floor.
Alright.
I want to spend all night hitting the wrong button, hitting the button that used to do a certain thing, and it's going to drive me nuts because it does a different thing in this software. God. Okay. I can't get it off bold. Okay. I'm going to give the treasurer's report here. Okay. All right. At the meetings of the National Finance Committee, the NFC, on March 22nd and April 12th, both the CFO and the Executive Director talked about the problem of unpaid bills as reflected in accounts payable for all of Pacifica. The CFO told the NFC that year-to-date, February 2022, Pacifica's revenue is down 14% versus last year, with expenses down only 1%. She also said that the year-to-date deficit for Pacifica was currently over $500,000. She said that Pacifica is at a point where significant changes must occur in the next month or two. The CFO referred to Pacifica as having a serious cash crunch. The executive director agreed with the CFO. She noted that Pacifica Radio Archives, PRA, is struggling to make payroll because they're not getting central services payments. She said that we have to look at what must be done in the future so we can stop the bleeding. The executive director said that she's spoken to foundations and on paper, Pacifica doesn't look good. She said that Pacifica hasn't had a history of good financial management and she can't tell possible grantors that we will do better. She said that we've gotten audits done, but when you read them, you can see that Pacifica is not good with our fiscal management. She said that organizations are not comfortable with giving Pacifica money. She said that PRA had had an opportunity for two grants of $50,000 each, but they were declined due to the overall fiscal health of Pacifica. The CFO said that at some point, some stations will not be able to fund their health care premiums and two payrolls in the same month. She said that she was concerned at this point that with the bills not being paid, creditors may start pulling trucks up to some stations to take back leased equipment like postage machines, copiers, and that sort of thing. She said that she is also concerned about utilities being cut off for non-payment of bills. She noted that the balance on the FJC loan is due in October, and that has to be renegotiated. She said that Pacifica is also having to pay settlements from lawsuits. The executive director was also concerned about creditors pulling trucks up to stations. So this is the executive director also concerned about that, to repossess the leased equipment. And the executive director said that she has station managements looking out for anything that looks like a final notice on a utility bill. She spoke about raising more money by instituting ideas like national programming and streaming videos of radio programs in progress and looking for other ways of fundraising other than the traditional pitching on the air. WBAI's year-to-date listener support through February is better than last year, but year-to-date through February, WBAI's deficit for this year is $151,000. It's good that Pacifica's financial crisis is being more realistically acknowledged now, and the new executive director says that she has 100% faith that we'll turn the situation around. I don't know that I can share that faith. I've been in Pacifica longer than she has. The next NFC meeting is scheduled for Tuesday, April 26, 2022, at 8:30 p.m., and that meeting will be held by teleconference, and that is the treasurer's report. Are there any questions or anything on the treasurer's report?
I would appreciate it, R. Paul, if you would speak a little slower.
Well, I'm trying to get it in, so we don't overrun.
You just need to speak a little slower so the points will get across. Thank you.
Okay.
I have a question.
Okay, well, yeah, Bertold, you have a question.
What's the amount of the FJC loan that has to be paid in, and by what exact date?
Oh, God. Okay, one second here. There it goes. I had to attempt to get... to get the software to work, and I did it. You want to know what the balance is?
About 1.6.
Okay. Is that James Sagerton?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
And that's what has to be paid, 1.6?
Well, that's what comes due in October, and they're renegotiating. The last time they renegotiated, I think they've renegotiated twice now, and what happens is the people just let the loan go forward, and, of course, we pay the interest. So that's what's happened in the past. Good chance that's what's going to happen now, and if it doesn't, that'll be a big deal. Okay. Are there any other
questions
or comments? Okay, who's this?
Jack DePalma has a question.
Okay, let's take a stack. Let's take a stack and, okay, Jack DePalma, anybody else want to be on a stack for questions or comments on the Treasurer's Report? Hearing none. Jack DePalma, go ahead.
Yeah, we all understand, I hope, that faith is the trust in things that are unseen or unknown. And I understand 1.6, 1.7 is a lot of money. But I hate the, and again, this is an opinion, really. I know I can't give my opinion, but especially to the executive director, the CFO, but if they think they're going to start foreclosing on properties in California, or you know, people are going to start taking their property out of the radio stations in New York, Los Angeles, et cetera, that image of trucks pulling up and loading their stuff, Pacifica has radio licenses that can't be taken away, at least not as far as I can tell. And the idea that we're going to lose property, real property, there is very little real property except for maybe a few buildings in California. I think that metaphor is kind of a dead horse. It makes me
hold on a second. Somebody is scratching on their phone or something, or we have serious interference. Could people please mute themselves if they're not talking right now? Okay. Go ahead, Jack.
Just the idea that imagery is very powerful, and we need to refinance the loan. The loan is down from a 2.7 or 2.8 million, I believe. And there may be other challenges to our finances right now besides the Pacifica Archives and paying auditors. And I think what you said at the start is really true. We've gotten ahead of the audits, and we've gotten our finances in at least in sight, maybe not in order. And bringing on NEDA is a very wise and very smart move because of other things that I've seen in the network, meaning people in California did not want to tax payments for properties that they really own. So I think that the idea that NEDA is watching what they're doing is really kind of change the environment where Pacifica operates. And I think you're going to see a lot of different things happening because I'd love to ask the people in Los Angeles and California and Berkeley what their role is in all of this, fear-mongering. The trucks are going to back up and we're going to get your property. What property? What are they talking about?
Okay.
So, I mean, I don't want to criticize the NEDA people, and I don't want to criticize the CFO or the executive director, but metaphors are really useless. These are hard numbers, Paul. You do a very good job of keeping track, and I sometimes really I wince when I hear people say things emotional about numbers. I study too much physics to get all caught up in this stuff, so I understand. You're absolutely right, sir. But maybe we could kind of escape that metaphor hounding. I don't know how to say it because it seems to be common in America now that we all turn things like facts into, you know, it's debatable. It's a debatable fact. You know, it's not a debatable fact. It's hot, cold evidence. And, you know, $1.7 million is a lot of money, of course. But, we can get a new loan and we can extend it forward because we have the ability to generate money. We raise, what, $3 million, $4 million network-wide every year anyhow?
All right. Let me clarify this.
Bye.
Oh. You done? You done, Jack?
Even muted. Yes, I was done. Thank you, Paul, for letting me talk.
Okay. Let me clarify. I wasn't using a metaphor, and as far as I can tell, neither were the CFO and the executive director regarding trucks pulling up. What they would repossess, that doesn't relate to the FJC loan. That's different. What the trucks would do is they relate to the accounts payable throughout Pacifica. BAI is, of course, has accounts payable quite a lot, but other stations do too, and a lot of stations are not paying their bills. And so, they're talking about the trucks thing, which is what both the CFO and the executive director said, would relate to the vendor not getting paid the rent on the equipment. And so they come over and they repossess it. They're talking about copying machines, postage machines, things like that that they rent. And there's also something else that just fled my brain because I'm having a hard time tonight, folks. So it's not a metaphor. They also talked about the electric bills and they have they've told people, look out for any kind of a final notice and let Pacifica management know about it so none of the radio stations get their electricity turned off. So there's that. Is there anything further on the treasurer's report?
James, goes back.
Okay, James, go ahead.
Thank you. I just want to say that at that NFC meeting, I specifically asked the CFO and the executive director if they were speaking figuratively to make a point, and they both said that they were. I asked them specifically if they were aware of any trucks that were going that had pulled up to any stations or were on their way to pulling up to any stations, and they said no. They were speaking, again, figuratively to make a point. However, the points should not be lost on us. The KPFK electric bill hasn't been paid in a long time, and there is a concern about the power being shut off there. And we do have a large, hundreds of thousands of dollars in immediately due payable bills, and it's a serious problem. Not trying to diminish the seriousness of the problem. It is a serious problem.
Well, I remember, okay, we're not going to rehash the NFC meeting. We have a different kind of memory of what they meant, so there's that. Anybody else have anything else for the treasurer's report? If not, we'll go to the next item. Okay. The next item is General Manager's Report on WBAI's Finances. Berthold, go ahead.
So I believe that the WBAI's account stable is $1,171,624.81.
Okay, we have people. We have something else going on here.
Yeah.
Berthold should be the only one speaking here right now.
James, Berthold? Personal privilege.
Yes.
I would like to know if you could possibly ask Jack DePalma to mute. We can hear the sound bleeding in. I think it's his voice I hear.
All right. Everybody except, I'm going to ask everybody except Berthold Reimers to mute. People talking over each other. I'm asking everybody except Berthold Reimers to mute, star 6. Okay, Berthold, please go ahead.
All right. So as I started, WBI is accounts payable is at $1,171,624.81. Of that, $548,000 is National Office, Central Service, and $265,000 is Pacific Radio Archives, which is about one second. 70% of the bill. WBI is current on most of its bill. I mean, I used to say WBI is current on its bill except for, and then you guys used to have a ball with that. So I will say WBI is current on most of its bill. We have paid all of our operating bill except for Central Service, Pacific Radio Archives, and 2 months of health benefits. Payroll is paid off and all of that stuff. So these are the outstanding bills right now. Central Service, Pacific Radio Archives, and 2 months of health benefits. So that's $22,000 about health benefits, healthcare bill back. So that's where we at. In our bank statement that I just sent shows that we have $16,048.43 in the bank. So we are on par to pay a four times square for this month of April. and also to make payroll on April 30th. Depending on how we do during the fund drive, the rest of the month, we will see how far ahead we can also pay healthcare and $22,000. So that's what we're working on right now. We have 10 days at $8,500 a day, $35,000 to get to that. That is basically the report. I no longer give the profit and loss because there were some issues with some of the eyes and Netta's numbers. So we go with Netta's numbers, and then I can discuss it with Netta. I believe the last financials were given out. I haven't seen them, though. I believe up to March or up to February, Paul and James Sorbetton must have received them. I didn't see them. If you could send me a copy of that, and I guess I'll count on you to share that with the finance committee because that's official. It's long conversation of the CFO, you know, the things that Noel has sometimes assets and liabilities, you know, balances. She said that the numbers are so not well recorded nationally and throughout the network that it's going to take a long time for her to clean that up. Put them on the book and do a balance sheet for the network and for the station. I mean, I have a balance sheet. Obviously, it's not totally accurate. I put whatever I could think of in there and then a balance sheet. But I think it would be best to wait for the CFO to provide that. However, on what I see as the good side is the work that management has done in addressing programming to increase listenership seems to be working. You know, sometimes you get a number and then you say, well, you know, we have to wait a few more numbers from Arbitron to see if these numbers stick or if it was just a fluke. 6 to 7 a.m. strip Monday through Friday is averaging 800 listeners. That is pretty good. I mean, we used to average 30. 7 to 8 a.m. new strip that Linda and I put together, and Linda is the executive producer of that strip, averaged 6,500 this month of March. Democracy Now! Averaging 4,900. So our morning show is outpacing Democracy Now! By 1,600 members, which is really good. And our 9 to 10 a.m. also is keeping up the Democracy Now! Audience to a certain extent and is averaging 3,400 average for the month. And then the 10 a.m. Is averaging 1,100. So I'm saying that because some of you new on this committee might say, what does it have to do with finance? Well, as your membership listeners increase, the more people you have access to that you reach with premium, generate more money when you do fund drives. And hopefully that will eventually happen. Unfortunately, wisdom has it that it takes a couple of years for the money to catch up with the listenership because you have to build the listenership and then create a loyal listenership. And then at that point, some of them start giving money. And so it's a process. So we need to keep this up We don't have the benefit of the doubt or the benefit of time to wait. So we are still doing whatever we have to do. But that's a good sign. If we can hold for 2 years and still alive and doing that, that is something that that is that we ought to look forward to. So that is basically the iBuddy by, I believe, $1,000 last month, because that was a Women's History Month, and we combined that with becoming a buddy in the name of a Women's History, and we're sending premium out a stick of Women's History, chronologized by Pacific Original Archives. So we got like 40-something members, new members. And so that's encouraging. Plus, James Sorgerton and I, we are calling BI buddies. We are buddies a year ago, but are no longer buddies now. They have dropped out. That's like 365 of them. So that would definitely be a significant amount of money that we would be putting back, even if we get like a 10% of those people back. I mean, obviously they're loyal because they were buddies, so it was buddies, their situation. And so that is it. There's a little frustration right now because we're running out of premiums. You know, we never get our premiums. You know, management is working hard to get premiums. But I'm going to say that out loud, we do not get enough premiums from the producers. You know, it's not a critic of the producers. It's not, you know, a statement of judgment. It's a fact. And so the thing is, the most important thing is how to get that, to get that going. Focusing on one at a time. New producers now have to come up with a show, and once a month when they are preempted, they have to pitch. That is the new rule for any upcoming new shows. And then we'll start to talk to the old producers and shows to see if they can do the same thing. We would rather have them pitch than pitching quick, and that might work better. We it up a bit, but we would rather have producers pitch their own premium or their own shows. And pitch hard, not like 5 minutes and then just say, oh, I did my job. You know, it has to be a consistent pitching. And that's the thing that matters, to get together and going, is training of producers to pitch. But in the meantime, it's very difficult while the guys producing the morning show at 7 a.m. Helping with the news and evaluating shows and getting back to producers to let them, listening to shows and letting producers know how to improve and stuff like that. So and looking for premium. So it is a little difficult to do that. So I'm thinking right now on premium, we're a little behind on sending premiums. I mean, we're sending a lot of premiums, but the ones that are a little more pricey, we let them for a little later during the month, and hopefully we'll be able to generate $3,500 a day so that we can have a little extra money, like a couple of, like maybe $3,000-$5,000 to ship out a bunch of premiums. That's the report.
Okay. Thank you, Bertold. And let's... Okay.
Robert.
Hold on a second.